Rosh Hashanah, Kuf Zion. Al Tehi Kaptan the Dabar Muat, Negat Shum Adam, and Tilakat Sadim Al Finim. So again, Rosh tells you about doing something, and he says some type of a motivation which a person would have, why he would be motivated to do this. In other words, whether it could be improper to do motivation aside, but there's a motivation also why a person should want to be careful about this. He says, I'll take Kapsen. A person which is, he stands in what he feels is right for him, he deserves, and he's going to be today of that. I expect X, and I want to get it. You shouldn't be a captain with double more on small things, right? Vis-a-vis any person. Why? Or why? Because a person shouldn't be a captain. That's fine. But besides that, you person doesn't understand the motivation is that you like it, send them off to them. You're going to get people which are going to have kindness on you for no reason. It wasn't worth it. Rush said earlier that a person should understand the importance of not having oyevim or sonim. And he said, "Oisadi vayimat lefonecha sonei echad." It shouldn't be small in your eyes, even having one sonei, one person has kindness on you, was upset at you. The person shouldn't take that lightly. It's an impact. Is a significant thing. The Rosh says it's not worth it. The person wants to sit and make a calculation. You know, maybe you feel you deserve it, and that's true that you deserve it, and all the cheshbonos that you deserve it. But at the end of the day, it's just not worth it. Well, I give the Shalom Bayis sessions for the Chassanim. So one of the things we talked about, the nature of a person, he's a captain. The nature of a person, he has expectations, things he wants his way. The Bible talks about that the fears of captainness is the nature of people. The problem we have is that we're embarrassed to admit it. So what happens is we get upset inside, and then, you know, we don't say anything about it because we don't admit it, because like, that little thing bothers you, it's embarrassing. On the other hand, but it stays inside of us, and we never let it out, and then eventually it comes and builds up and it lets out in a way which is not good, especially in a marriage. But that's the nature of people, that they have these little things that bother them. The solution is to put it in a greater perspective, looking at the larger picture. What is your goal? What are you trying to accomplish? You want to have a relationship with somebody. So if you can get upset every single little thing, these little things, you say, you know, this is not worth it. They're not really that important. They just don't play a real role. So there's a story that which brings us home in a very, very dramatic way, a very sad way, but a very dramatic way, about a person. The husband was very big. He was, as they say, a spike personality, always had go-getter, moving, doing, etc., etc. His wife was a very laid-back, relaxed, you know, don't get nervous, it'll work out, it's okay, yeah, we'll take care of it tomorrow, mañana, you know, that type of a personality. And story, one time he comes and she didn't take care of something, and before Shabbos she left something with mooks in a place and he got upset at her. And he goes back, it's in the summer, they go back into the city, middle of the week he gets a call that his wife is not well. By the time he gets up to the mountains, his wife had passed away. He comes back to the house and that piece of mooks is still sitting in the same spot that it was sitting to start with. And he says, you know, his wife's refrain all the time was Elo Chashuv, it's not so important. And he says, you know what, she was right, it wasn't so important. From the perspective of losing it, you look back, I had X amount of disagreements with my wife for no real reason. They weren't worth it. They weren't significant. And that's what they look like. They look like these little things when you're from the perspective of a true value of a relationship, they're not worth it. But we lose sight of the true value of the relationship. We get stuck in the little details, you know, this I expect, that I expect. And the solution for a person has to take himself not so seriously. A person has to be able to laugh at himself, you know. The side of Kaptonus is, I deserve something. I, with my great I, great me, special person, right? Person, God's gift for mankind, right? Here I am, and how dare you not give me what I want, deserve, expect, etc. Well, the answer is that you're not so big, great, etc., etc., etc. Horaya? So, for the Kassanim, this is Chazorah. So in some Kassanim, it's a Chazorah from a long time ago. I have a story which it helps me put in. I remember the details anymore. I think Eliezer was like 5 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, and I asked him not to do something during his coming for davening. I asked him, he shouldn't do something during davening, whatever it was, I don't remember what it was. And I gave him this whole schmooze how he shouldn't have done davening, you know, and I said, well, he's going to, you know, finally understand clearly he was not doing davening, and I said, I'm going to ask him, and there he is doing it again. Right next to me. I just gave him this whole drush on not to do the davening, and here I am, Damish Vanessa, and he's doing it right next to me. So my first response is, you know, I just gave him this whole schmooze about he's not going to do it, and yes, he's not going to do it, no. 3 minutes later, he's doing it. I started laughing, and Damish Vanessa, I started giggling. Like, you know, it's a gemate that I'm such a customer guy that I can get a 4-year-old kid to listen to me. I'm such a nobody that even 4-year-olds have to listen to me. It's the funniest thing, you know. Humor is the ability to see something was puffed up and it was big and it was, the balloon collapses, it bursts, the bubble bursts, and we enjoy watching the right or wrong, but the nature of people is, you know, you have this major pusher, doer, arrogant, Balgaiva, CEO of this major, you know, Fortune 500 company comes out and he slips on, as he goes into his chauffeur, Rolls Royce, he slips on the banana peel, and everybody starts laughing. What's so funny? The guy was cut down the side. You know, he's just human being like everybody else. He also slips on banana peels and goes splat on the ground. We think it's funny. What's so funny? Nothing's funny. Yeah, it's funny because when you see something which is really big and you cut it on the sides, it's really, you see how absurd it was. I just thought it was an absurd thing, you know, how big I was and how little I am, really. Right? I'm so close with God that I can get everybody except my own wife listen to me, you know. Right? It's funny. When you can laugh at yourself, you're not upset anymore. So, it's just, if you put it in perspective, it's not worth it in a relationship. It's just not so important. In the picture of any relationship you're going to have with anybody, it's not going to be perfect. You're not going to have 100% compliance to what you want. You know, you're going to have 80% compliance. You have 60% compliance to what you want. Do you deserve more? Why do you deserve more? You deserve more than that. I mean, what is your compliance to the other side? 100%. Right. Of course. Without a shiloh. And you're always mabata. And inside of your heart, you keep a question of how many times you're mabata. Okay. You're also doing the same thing. So, of course, it's not perfect. You know, that's what relationships are. Relationships aren't perfect. Relationships aren't having room for people being different and not being perfect and still working out together. That's what a relationship is. And relationships are valuable. They're worth it for us. So invest in them. The same way you invest in them with time, invest in them with money, you invest in them with stomach. You can stomach certain things. You're going to say, okay, I can move right to it. I care about this guy. He's a friend of mine. You know, sometimes he says things which get on my nerves. Okay. So if I shouldn't get upset at him, excuse me, what? I move on with life. You know, there's a lot of things that I do that get on his nerves. Person puts it into perspective, into a picture. Why Dr. Dover move? It's, you know, for a Dover it's much more difficult. It's not you might get a sarnay, but be alchinim at least to say, yeah, I deserve that one. He yelled at me, I deserve it. So make sure when you get, before you yell at the guy, just make sure he understands it was bad enough on his side that he recognized that he deserves to get yelled at. As long as you check out person, you mind if I yell at you? Says, yeah, I don't mind, I deserve it. Okay, fine, you can yell at him. Otherwise, it's not worth it. Because you don't know how he thinks it's a credit card. You think it's a grocer's house. So he thinks it's a credit card store. He thinks, what are you so upset? You know, so she left books on the baby's crib. You know, hanging on the baby's crib. Is it chal? But some of it wasn't chal. It wasn't badash. It's not in the boat. Dust of this. It's good to have a tilt him in a sad. No, it's worth it getting upset at your wife for that. And if there's something that doesn't show my left under the ears, he says, you know, I gave you a mitzvah, Rambam, and Makud and Mechav, your wife, yes, and Medusa. Supposed to treat your wife, mamas, like a queen. You yelled at her in this Arab Shabbos. Says, because she didn't listen to me. They'll laugh you out of court. You'll laugh you out of court. It's not worth it. This is the Russian I gave you. After the measure says, Himlachas chavirecha banachas ruach. You have a mitzvah, so you have a chiyav, v'imamach, your creator, himlachas trenecha, v'himlachas chavirecha banachas ruach. I want you to treat your friend like a melech with total equanimity. That's what I asked you to do. He said, man, but you know, one time I asked him to give me a quarter and only give me 10 cents. He laughed out of court. It's not worth it. It's just like the credit card, and it's just credit cards. There's a joke which goes, which something you deal with the world of Shalom Bayis. A good jokes are when they bring out a very good point, because there's a couple comes to the rabbi. They want to get. So the rabbi says, listen, tell me what it is. We'll try and work it out. Just try and work it out. So rabbi, it's not in the game. We're incompatible. It's not going to work. It's not going to go. Back and forth. Someone says, what is it, this rabbi? You're not going to understand. Zogmer Shoyim, they say, Zogmer Shoyim, he says, the problem is that I am a roller and she's a squeezer, and that's it. He says, what is that? He says, Rabbi, you go into the bathroom with the toothpaste. You roll up the toothpaste, the tube. It's very neat and clean. Somebody squeeze it. It's a neat mess. It gets on my nerves. Every day I walk into the bathroom 3-4 times, I see that mess over there. It's just eating me up. It's not going to work. It's a story. I don't know if it's true or not, but I have to tell you, some of the things people come to me about sound fairly similar. What's Gator on? Dale Carnegie has his book, he has a story. It's phenomenal. You think about this, this group of scientists goes to Antarctica. Antarctica, you come there during the summer, which is our winter time, because then the ice of the bay, you can get, the ships can set in, into the bay, the ice loosens. And then once the winter comes in, forget it, you're there for 8 months. You're not going anywhere. Together with these 60, 70 scientists that are there, and they have the expedition, so they have this. They have these underground places that they built where they lived, and they go out every time they go to do different research expeditions, etc. So you're there for the same people, it's for 8 months. So he sits down, sits down for lunch the first day, and across from him is another scientist, and scientists have their quirks, they're in secrecy because they're scientists. And this scientist, the importance of good digestion, the more you chew it, the more saliva mixes with it, the better it is for the food, the better for the stomach, better for the systems. He chews every single morsel that he eats 42 times. And he counts them. So this guy's sitting across from this other fellow, and the fellow is chewing the first morsel that he eats 42 times. It's okay, The second one, the third one, breakfast, lunch, and supper for 8 months straight. He says in the end he had to restrain himself from committing murder. And we can picture that. It just gets on your nerves. But somebody else is like, what's Gate doing? The guy wants to choose. What's the thing? The guy wants to choose something. That is the picture of human people's hypothesis. From Mina Amis. That's what they look like. So I'm thinking, what's something to do with this? It's a little bit dirty. What's not good? And you deserve, why should your business even happen then? They have this Hamadiya, they have this column called Mr. Tov Roi. It's about the Don Machavskus. And the cute stories about the guy, really blew it, he's Don Machavskus, and you realize afterwards how he blew it. Those are the stories. My horror, I'm holding up writing him a letter already. My horror, most of the cases, why are you judging, period? What's get done? Why do you have to sit there and think about why the guy's doing it? And you think negative about him. Just don't think about it. If your person's busy with his life, doing what he's supposed to be doing and accomplishing, it's so like, why are you busy thinking about the next guy? I don't room for the next guy. I'm busy with move on with life. And people which are not busy are busy thinking about why is he doing that? What is he thinking? What is going on in his mind? Like, I have time for your mind. I have problems with my own mind. And my own things I have to account for. And this is the hakpadas that human beings look like. It's just like, you read them just for the entertainment of how people can waste their time thinking about negative things about people. And that's a little bit the picture of the Rosh Hashanah. It's just not worth it. Move on with life. Spend your time on better things. And realize the overall picture of things are good. They're not so important. They're not so significant. And in the end, you'll be a happier person. He'll be a happier person. The person will be happier. Clients will be happier. And help by Mashiach.